Today's shiur is Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Dalet. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Samach Gimel Amid Beis, 7 lines from the bottom. Teaches us the Gemara Yosef, Rav Nachman, Ve'ula, Vavimi, Ba'papi. They were all sitting, Yosef, Rav Chi Bar Abba Gabayu. Rav Chi Bar Abba was sitting with them. V'yasvi Kamabayle, and they were all sitting and discussing Wawabir Alocha. Sachroi, if a non-Jew hired a Jew, lis bar b'yayin esach, to break barrels of yayin esach, mahu, what would be the halacha regarding the wagers that this person will receive? Meaning, do we say the kivin the rights of the kiyumai, the Yisrael is interested that this wine should exist, because as long as the wine exists, he will be able to receive wages for it. And therefore, as we've been learning in our shiurim, that a Jew who gets paid for Yayin Nesach, a Jew is not allowed to get paid for having Yayin Nesach. And therefore, the halacha will be that Asur, those wages that he receives, will be also for him to have any benefit from. Oidoma, or perhaps we could suggest, Kalamuti Tifla, what the goal of his goal now is to eliminate the Yayin Nesach from the world. And therefore, since that's his goal, Shapadami, what he's doing is fine. Amrav, Nachman, Yishbar. Rav Nachman says he could go ahead and break the barrels and receive payment for it. V'tavala bracha, and actually he should get a bracha for what he's done. And as the Rishonim, the Ritva, points out, the way to understand the Gemara is that it's quite clear that if these barrels will break on their own and he won't need to break them, he won't be entitled to any salary. So therefore, the Gemara is saying that he wants these barrels to very much remain in existence, that he should be able to get paid. Moreover, the Chasam Sofer points out that in understanding this Gemara, there's no question that l'chatchila, this person should not take on this job. Because what's happening here is he's profiting from something which is also b'hanah. The entire discussion of this Gemara, says the Chasam Sofer, is if he took this job and he got paid for it, the Gemara wants to know, is he entitled to get the salary or not? Even so, as the Chasam Sofer continues to explain the Gemara, the Gemara's question is, we have two competing considerations here. On one hand, we have a consideration that he's a rights of a kiyumai. He's interested in the swine remaining in existence so he could get paid. On the other hand, he's very anxious to be the one to break the barrels, and therefore maybe he's entitled to get paid. And the Gemara said, to Rav Nachman Paskin Yishbar, let him go right ahead and break it. For Tavala Brochen, he's doing the right thing. Lema Masile, so the Gemara wants to say, we'll bring a raya to this opinion. The Brisa says, Ein Oidrim, we're not allowed to work together with a Nochri on Klayim, because just like we're not allowed to plant Klayim, the Halacha is we're not allowed to do anything to protect Klayim's existence. Avol Oikrimai, a Yisrael could work along with a Nochri to eliminate Klayim. Why is he allowed to do this? Kedei Lemutei as a Tiflo, because what he's accomplishing is he's eliminating Klayim. He's eliminating the Klayim. So the way Rashi learns the Gemara is that they're both, the Nachri and the Yisrael, are working together on eliminating Klayim. There are Rishonim that say that the Gemara is even speaking about a situation where the Yisrael is eliminating Klayim, but through eliminating the Klayim, he's not eliminating all the Klayim. He's only eliminating some of the Klayim. But because the Nachri doesn't obviously want to eliminate all the Klayim, and from here we see that as long as the Yisrael is doing what he's doing to eliminate Klayim, it's mutter to do what he's doing. Savrua, and the Gemara continues to say, then the yeshiva, the assumption was that Humani, who's the Tan of this Brisa, Rabbi Kiva, he follows the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, Dama Mekayim Loika. Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that not only is it, one is not allowed to plant climb, obviously, but Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that we're not even allowed to do anything to protect the climb. For example, Rabbi Kiva is going to hold that you're not allowed to make a fence, or you're not allowed to make a ditch to protect the climb. That's how Rashi explains here. Rashi in Masechta Moed Katan explains that the definition of Mekayim climb is even more than that. Rashi explains that the definition of Mekayim climb is if somebody sees climb planted and he doesn't do anything to eliminate that climb, the person leaves the climb without doing anything to eliminate the climb, that too is considered a act of Mekayim climb. It's also a question in the Rishonim when the Gemara says here, Rabbi Kiva, Hamakayim climb loika, what does Rabbi Kiva mean? Does he mean that he actually gets Malkus? But that would be a difficult opinion because we learned Masechta Makkos, and in Masechta Makkos we learned that Lav Shem B'Maisa, for a Aveira that doesn't carry a Maisa, there's no Malkus. And that's why there's a Machlokes Rishonim how to learn this Gemara. Some Rishonim learn that Rabbi Kiva is going to have to hold that for Lav Shem B'Maisa there is Malkus. And other Rishonim say that even though the Gemara is using the word Malkus, it doesn't mean actually Malkus. What it means is that he gets a serious Aveira. The Tanya, because the Brisa says Menakesh, somebody who takes out the weeds and the bad grass in a place with his klayim, v'mechapa klayim, or he covers up the klayim, loike gets Malkus. And comes along Rabbi Kiva and says, afamakayim, even somebody who does anything to protect the klayim, is also going to get Malkus. Ask the Gemara, my time the Rabbi Kiva, from where does Rabbi Kiva take his opinion? Says the Gemara, amakra, because the Pasuk says, sotcha loisizra klayim. And it explains the Gemara, Eli Elo Mekayim, if I Eli Elo Zareya, if we have Pasha Peshat in the Pasuk, the Torah is teaching us that we're not allowed to plant Klayim, continues the Gebraisa, Mekayim, how do we know Menayim, that even protecting Klayim, how do we know that it's Osir? Tamaloyma Loi Klayim. The Pasuk says, Behemtecha Leisabia Klayim, Sotcha Leisizra Klayim. The Torah put the word Klayim next to the word Sotcha, and the pasuk could be read Klayim Sotcha Loi. It's our obligation to make sure that Klayim Sotcha Loi, that there should be no Klayim, and there should be no Klayim in our field. So that's why we see that they exhumed that the Brice is following even their opinion of Rav Kiva that holds we're not allowed to do anything to protect Klayim. V'ilu l'muti tifla shari. But still the Brice says that a worker is allowed to participate with a Nachri to eliminate the Klayim, even though Klayim is also ba'no. Even, and again as we've been learning, this worker is anxious for the Klayim to remain in existence, because by the Klayim remaining in existence, he's going to get paid for eliminating the Klayim. So we see that Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that we're allowed to get paid as long as our goal is that we want to eliminate the Klayim. Says the Gemara Loi, we can't bring a raya from this brisa to the opinion of Nachman, because we could always say, says the Gemara, Hamani, who is the Tan of this brisa? Rabbanan he. The Rabbanan's opinion is not like Rabbi Kiva. The opinion of the Rabbanan is that a Mekayim B'Klayim, if somebody keeps Klayim in existence, there is no Lav. And therefore, there's no concept of Reitzah B'Kiyumai, which we've been learning is an issue by Avodah Zarah and by Yayin Nesach. And therefore, even though the Rabbanan are allowing somebody to get paid to be mevatel the klai, to destroy the klayim, it has no bearing on what we're discussing when we speak about klayim, because klayim is very different. Ask the Gemara, e Rabbanon, if we're saying that that brisa follows the opinion of the Rabbanon, my eerie, what does the Tanakh have to teach us? Akrim, that a Yisrael is allowed to get paid to eliminate klayim. I feel kaimen shapidami, even to protect the klayim, according to the Rabbanon, that there's no isser in doing so, there's no problem in somebody doing so, and since there's no problem in doing so, why should he not be allowed to get paid for it? Answers the Gemara, Hachemai Skinen, the Bryce is speaking about a case, the Ka'ovet Bechinam, that the worker is not getting paid. And it's telling us the opinion of Yehuda, and therefore, as we learned earlier, when the Torah says Le'sichanim, we have an issa to give any gift to the Nochri. So how is a Jew allowed to work for a Nochri to eliminate Klayim? Isn't that a violation of the law of Le'sichanim? To which the Gemara says, from here we learn that if the goal is that to eliminate klayim, that isn't a violation of Le'sichanim. And what the Gemara is teaching us is that there's no isser of Le'sichanim when there's a constructive, when there is a constructive purpose. So of course, the Achroinim asked the question. We know that that the whole purpose of Le'sichanim is Le'sitna Machnas Chinam, and when there's a constructive purpose, it is in violation of Le'sichanim. What's the Gemara? What's the Habmin and what's the Maskana of this Gemara? So the Pri Yitzchak explains that certainly in the case with a Nochri, where a Yisrael could have gotten paid and he doesn't get paid, that's talking about it here of a case where a Yisrael could have gotten paid. So if the Yisrael could have gotten paid, he should not be doing it for free, because by doing it for free, it's a violation of Le'sichanim. Teaches us the Gemara that as long as his goal is a positive goal, his goal is to eliminate the klayim, even though he could have gotten paid and the Nochri won't end up getting it for free, it's still not considered a violation of Le'sichanim. And continues the Gemara that now that we can now bring a raya from the way we've explained, mid Rabbi Yehuda Nishma Kiva, from the halacha that Rabbi Yehuda has taught us, we could understand the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Lavam Rabbi Yehuda also litla matas chinam. Rabbi Yehuda, as we just said, taught us that we're not allowed to give a nachri a matas chinam. Avalamutli tifla shapidami. In a case where it's for the constructive purpose of eliminating klayim, it's permissible. It's permissible. So extends the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Nami, according to Rabbi Kiva. Afagad Dom Rabbi Kiva Mekayim B'Klayim Loika. Even though Rabbi Kiva said that somebody who does protects klayim gets Malkus, but if his ultimate goal is Lamatli Mute Tiflo, if his ultimate goal is to eliminate what's Osir in the world, Shapadami, there's no problem of Le'sichanim. And similarly, somebody who is destroying Yayin Nesach, even though he wants that wine to remain here, but since his ultimate goal is going to be to eliminate the Yayin Nesach, that's why it's Mutav, Asulay Midi. So our Gemara has just taught us the concept of Reitzah B'Kiyudin, Kiyumai. A Jew is not allowed to do anything with something which is Osir B'Hanah that will make it be protected. And this halacha of Reitze B'Chiyuna is certainly, as we learned, applicable by Avodah Zarah. It's applicable, as we learned, by Yayin Nesach. And Tosfos points out that it's applicable by anything which Chazal said is also by Hanah. We have to do everything to eliminate the concept of Reitze B'Chiyuma. And that's why the Torah in Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Simon Tov Nun Siv Zayin in the Shulchan Aruch, says that a Jew is not allowed to give his pots and pans to a Nochri on Pesach, when he knows that that Nachri is going to use those pots and pans to cook chametz, because if the time that they're being chametz is being cooked, the pot will get better, stronger. That means he writes a bekuma. He wants the chametz to strengthen his pot. So the question, of course, is: we know that we sell the chametz to Nachri before Pesach, but why is this not considered a situation that of rights of bekuma? He wants that the transaction he's doing with the Nachri should make that the chametz should be in existence, and why is that not considered rights of bekuma? So the Achrayim explained that's not called rights of bekuma, because rights of bekuma means when I want this particular object that we're speaking about to continue existing. When somebody sells chametz to the Nachri, he doesn't really care if the chametz will be in existence. If the Nachri will choose to indeed buy the chametz from the Yisrael will be perfectly fine with such a situation. And since the Yisrael will be perfectly fine with such a situation, it's not considered rights of bekiyumai. But that opens up a very interesting discussion. The Pri Chodesh in Arachayim Simon Tov Samach Zayin Sif Tes speaks about somebody who had this most incredible artwork. He had a small grain of wheat that somebody had been able to write or engrave on it the Pasuk of Eretz Chita V'Soira. And the person, the question is, and then the name of this person and the name of his father. And this person, of course, was very attached to this work of art. And the question is, why is this, when he sells this chametz, his thinking isn't that the Nachri could come and buy it, I have no problem. He certainly doesn't want, he wants to get back that grain. And why is that not considered reitzah b'kiyumai? And that's why many paiskim suggest that on such a type of object, person should not sell to chametz. What he should do is be mafgrit and hope and leave it in a place where it won't be picked up by somebody else. Because if it's going to be picked up, if he wants it, then that would be not considered a valid mechiras chametz if it's roitzah b'kiyumai. The same question comes up if people have stores, and in those stores they have a food store and they sell the chametz to a Nachri. And the goal with selling the chametz to the Nachri is that they need that chametz. Let's say they make a dough that they can make a pizza, Matzei Pesach. So that might be considered a roitzah b'kiyumai. And if it's a situation of roitzah b'kiyumai, it puts in question the entire mechiras chametz in a case where it's roitzah b'kiyumai. Continues the Gemara, Hada Yosef coming by late. Now they had another question. The may of chavim biyadok chavim mahu. A Nachri had avodah zarah, and he sold it, and he got paid for it. What is the status of that money? Mi tefes domeh biyadav kechavim. Do we say that just like we keep on learning in our shiurim, that if somebody sells avodah zarah, if a Jew sells avodah zarah, that money that's received in exchange for the avodah zarah, tefes domeh, the Torah says that it becomes asur, and because as the Pasuk says, for hayisa cherim kamayu, that the money received has the same status as the avodah zarah, or not. But me tefeses domeh biyad av dechavim oiloi. Amalu and Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman respond, Mestabra, it makes sense for me to say that the meh avodah zarah biyad av dechavim is mutarim. It's not like the meh avodah zarah in the hands of a Yisrael. And the simple pshat is because we just quoted, says Tosfos, that the basis for this halacha is based on the pasuk of Yisa Cherim Kamayu, and that pasuk was said to Jews. So by Jews there's a din of Tfisas Damim, not by Nachrim. And the Gemara continues, there were Nachrim that wanted to become Gerim, and they came to Rabbi Avuah. What should they do with the Avodah Zarah that they owned? Amlu Zil Zilu Zabinu Komade Slchu, go sell all the avoider zar that you had, the suas gairu, and only afterwards become gairim. My tama. Presumably, why did Rabbi Avua tell him to do this that way? Bishum the kusover, the mei avodas kachavim biyadavit kachavim mutarim, sell the avoider zara as your nachrim, and like that you wouldn't have a problem. So of course Tysus points out that he could have given them a different piece of advice. He could have suggested to them, break the avodah zarah, and be mevatel the avodah zarah while you are still nochrim, and you wouldn't have a problem. The reason he didn't give them that advice is because the avodah zarah was more valuable when it was whole versus when it was broken. And therefore, he didn't want to give them advice that would involve breaking the avodah zarah. Why wasn't that a problem? Because they were still nochrim, and the mei avodah zarah, once the hand of a nochri, is not a problem. Ask the Rav Dilma, maybe that isn't the explanation of what he said. Shani Hassam, the kiv and the dat legiyure, they were dealing with an individual that wanted to become a ger, vade batla. So obviously, his reaction to avodah zarah is very negative, and he was mevatel the avodah zarah, and therefore he has no problem with selling it the avodah zarah. But that isn't going to be a raya. That isn't going to be a raya that a nochri who sells avodah zarah, where he hasn't been mevatel the avodah zarah, has any value to him. Says and that there's no din of the avodah zarah, we have to be concerned. Maybe it's tefesis damal. It says the Gemara Mahacha. The raya is from this brisa. The brisa says Yisrael shay noish by v'kachavim mana. A Yisrael that a nachri owes him $100. A machav et chav eviloi, and the nachri sold his avodah zarah in order that he should be able to raise cash to pay off his debt. Mutter. The Yisrael can have benefit from that money. Avam amaloi. If the Nachri said to the Yisrael, Hamtali, I ask you to please wait, Acha Emka Avodas Kachavim, until I have the opportunity to sell my Avodas Kachavim, Vavilach, and then I'll bring you the money that I received, Yai Nesach, or give me the opportunity to sell my Yai Nesach, Vavilacha, and I'll bring you the money, then it's Asr. So we see that the Demei Avodah Zarah, that's by the Nachri, is Motor Vanoah. And that's why he could take the money. So ask the Gemara, but let's understand what's happening here. Maishna Resha or Maishna Sefer? Why is the second halacha say that he can't have hanah from the money, and the first halacha says that he may have hanah from the money? Because the Sefer, when the Nachri tells the Nachri, the Loiva, tells the Yisrael, the Malva, wait until I have the opportunity to sell the Avodah Zarah. So what is that Malva really hoping for? That this Avodah Zarah will continue to exist. Otherwise, he won't have what to sell and won't have a way to get repaid. And as we learn in our Shir, when it's a Reitz B'Kiyuma, everything changes. But ask the Gemara, yes, we've been learning the concept of Reitz B'Kiyuma, but ask the Gemara, is this considered a situation of Reitz B'Kiyuma? V'atanan, the Mishnah Masech, the Demai, Perek Vav Mishnah Yod teaches us, Ger Vav T'Kachom Mishyorva Avir Nav T'Kachovim. There was a Nachri who passed away. He had a son who was a Nachri like him, and he had a son who was a Ger. Says the Gemara, Yochol Lai Malai, the Ger could say to his brother, the Nachri, that when they're dividing the estate, Tolat Avodas Kachavim, you take the Avodah Zarah, Vanimas, and I'll take cash instead. Tolat the Yai Nesach, you take the Yai Nesach that our father left over, Vaniparis, and I'll take fruit. But if they already divided the Yerusha, and the Ger got Avodah Zarah, so now this is Avodah Zarah that belongs to a Jew, and therefore becomes Aser. But the Mishnah said that until if the Ger never received the Avodah Zarah, he can make this deal. So clearly, this is a situation that the Ger is Reitz B'Kiyumai. The Ger is interested that this Avodah Zarah should continue to exist. And yet, there's no problem. Amar Rav Baravula, Mesnisim Bavaretz Kechavim HaMeschalekas L'Fi Shireah. That Mishnah is speaking about the Avodah Zarah that's not being evaluated as Avodah Zarah. It's a broken Avodah Zarah. And it's being sold as a commodity, the silver or the gold. Or the gold. And therefore, it's not a case of Reutzah B'Kiyumai, because it's being sold as a commodity, and the commodity is equal in value, whether it's whole or it's broken. It's being sold as silver, it's being sold as gold. So ask the Gemara, Tein Avodah Chavim. By Avodah Zarah, we could say, since it's being sold as a commodity, the ger doesn't care if it's whole or broken, and therefore he's not Reutzah B'Kiyumai. But we also spoke about a case, ask the Gemara of Yayin Nesach. By Yayin Nesach, ask the Gemara, Mayikala Meimur, how are we going to understand the case of Yayin Nesach? Clearly there, he wants the wine to stay in existence. If it spills, he won't get anything for it. So the Gemara, no. The Yayin Nesach that we're speaking about here is talking about Cheres Hadrayoni. It's a concept that we learned earlier in the Masechta. The Gemara spoke about that they used to go to war, and they needed to take wine when they went out to war. So what they would do is, they would take the wine and have it, put it into this earthenware, which was very porous, and would absorb the wine. And therefore, he doesn't care about the barrel, because even if it's broken, we're only focused on the broken pieces. And since that, it doesn't make a difference, whole or broken to him, says the Gemara. But even in a case where the wine is in these Cheres HaDayoni pieces, but he still wants those Cheres HaDayoni pieces to continue to exist. V'loi Reutzah B'Kiyumai, because he's anxious, Shlo Yegnevu V'Shlo Yavdu, that the pieces should not be stolen or lost, because then it has no value. So why is this not considered Reutzah B'Kiyumai? And because of this, Ella Amar Rava, because of this question, Rava, Ella Amar Papa, a whole new approach to this. Yerushas Ager Karmit, you're trying to bring a raya from Yerushas Ager. Says the Gemara, Yerushas Ager is completely different. Shani Yerushas Ager, when we speak about the case that we're speaking about here with the Ger, we're specifically lenient. The Kilo Barabonin, Chazal were particularly Mekel. Chazal were concerned that this Nachri, that this Ger, who was originally a Nachri, and now he's getting a Yerusha from his father, the Nachri, if we're going to make it difficult for him to get the Yerusha, we need to be concerned he's just going to revert back to where he came from. And because we're concerned that he shouldn't revert back to where he came from, Chazal were lenient, even though it's a case of Reutzah B'Kiyumai. It says the Gemara, Tanya Lameh Hachi, B'med Dvar Mamurim, when could such an arrangement be made? K'shiyarshu, when we have a number of brothers who are yarshening from the ger, from their father, the Nachri, together. And in such a case, we're most concerned that we shouldn't have that this, to do anything to chase the ger away. Avon neshtatvu, if they're shutfim and they're dividing it, the Yisrael and the Nachri, and it's perhaps a situation of Reutzah B'Kiyumai, it will be aser, because as we're learning throughout our shiur today, that by Reutzah B'Kiyumai, the Chaloch is very strict. Says the Gemara, besides by ger. Hada Yosva Kaman Bailei. Ger Toshev. A Ger Toshev is a Ger that took upon himself not to worship Avodah Zarah. But he does all the other Averis. Mahu, what is his status regarding Shivat Levodis Kachavim? As we keep on learning in our Masechta, a Nochri has the ability to Mevat Levodis Zarah. A Yisrael cannot be Mevat Levodis Zarah. The question is, what is the Halacha by Ger Toshev? Do we say the Palach, only an individual who worships Avodah Zarah, Mevatel, has the ability to Mevatel Avodah Zarah. However, an individual, the Loi Polach, that doesn't worship Avodah Zarah, Loi Mevatel, doesn't have the ability to Mevatel Avodah Zarah. Odoma, call the Bar Minei Mevatel. As long as he's in that family, he's a Nochri. Vahai, and this Ger Toshev is in that family of being a Nochri, and therefore he can be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. Amul Rav Nachman, the Stabra, I think that the halacha ought to be that the Palach Mavatl, only somebody who actually worships Avodah Zarah has the ability to Mavatl Avodah Zarah. The Loi Palach, that somebody who doesn't have the ability to, that doesn't worship Avodah Zarah, Loi Mavatl, doesn't have the ability to Mavatl Avodah Zarah. And actually, this is the basis for Psak. The Rambam, a very famous Rambam, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Ches Alochetes, says that he paskins that a Nochri who doesn't worship Avodah Zarah does not have the ability to mevatel Avodah Zarah. And the Rambam seems to say that even if it isn't a Nochri, he took that upon himself. It's just a Nochri who are from the Nochrim are not Avodah Zarah, do not have the ability to mevatel Avodah Zarah. Based on this, Drama and Yeruday is Simakuf Mem Hei Sif Hei, says that the Yishma'elim, the Muslims, don't worship Avodah Zarah, and therefore they don't have the ability to mevatel Avodah Zarah, because they're not individuals who are worshipping Avodah Zarah. The Rashba disagrees, and the Rashba disagrees with the Rambam, and the Rambam explains that only a Nochri who's not worshipping Avodah Zarah because he accepted upon himself not to worship Avodah Zarah doesn't have the ability to worship Avodah Zarah. But if you have a Nochri who's not worshipping Avodah Zarah, but not that there was an official Kabbalah that he's not going to worship Avodah Zarah, he could still be mevatel Avodah Zarah. The Chasam Sofer has a different approach. He says, there's a difference if you have an entire group of people, like the Muslims. So if they're not worshipping Avodah Zarah, they can't be mevatel Avodah Zarah. But if you have an individual who happens not to worship Avodah Zarah, but he comes from a place where people are worshipping Avodah Zarah, just because he personally doesn't worship Avodah Zarah doesn't prevent him from being able to be mevatel Avodah Zarah. The Chasam Sofer also wants to indicate that when we speak about somebody having or not having the ability to mevatel Avodah Zarah, says the Chasam Sofer, even if he didn't worship Avodah Zarah and that we're learning he can't be mevatel Avodah Zarah, it's only if he hasn't been worshipping Avodah Zarah for a long time. But if somebody has just for recently stopped worshipping Avodah Zarah, that is not enough to prevent him for not being able to be mevatel Avodah Zarah. Meisvei asked the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us, Yisrael Shematzah Avodah Zarah B'Shuk, if Yisrael finds an Avodah Zarah in the street, Achle Basel Liyadai, if the Yisrael is smart enough not to take ownership of Avodah Zarah, Oymel Avodah Chavim, he asks the Nachri to mevatel it. However, Mishi Basel Liyadai, if the Yisrael took ownership of Avodah Zarah, now it's too late to mevatel Avodah Zarah. Mnesha Amru, because Chazal teaches us a Nochri can mevatel his own Avodah Zarah and someone else's. Bein Avdai or Bein Shein Avdai, whether he's an individual who's worshipping the Avodah Zarah or not worshipping the Avodah Zarah. My Avdai, so the Gemara analyzes this Braisa. And the Gemara suggests that what is the definition when the Braisa said Avdai? And what is the definition when the Braisa said Eina Avdai? Ilema, Idi, Vidi Avdai Kachavim. That Avdai and Eina Avdai are both Nochrim. And the difference is if it belongs to him or doesn't belong to him. So the Gemara, that's not what the Braisa could have possibly have meant here. Because that's what the Braisa already discussed when it spoke about Shaloi v'shal Chaveri. Elav Oivdoi means Oiv Kechavim. Umay Eina Oivdoi. Ger Toshiv, that he's not considered a Jew, but he's somebody who doesn't worship Avodah Zarah. And the Braisa is teaching us, Shmei Amino, from here we learn it, that an individual who's a Nochri, even though he doesn't worship Avodah Zarah, Ger Toshiv, Nam Mevatel, he still has the ability to Mevatel Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara Loi. Loi lam emalach idi v'idi oiv d'kachavim. They're both of them are speaking about an oiv d'kachavim who's not a ger toshiv. So what is meant? Ask the Gemara, what is the difference? Shaloi v'shal chaveroi. Reisha, the bris is like this. Shaloi v'shal chaveroi is speaking about a case of Zev Zel Par, that both of them worshipped the Avodah Zarah of Par. And we're learning from here that you can mevatel your own Par. A Nachri who worships Par can mevatel his own Par, and he could also be mevatel someone else's Par. Similarly, Zevazel and Makulis, that both of these Nochrim worship Makulis, and the Bryce is teaching us you can be mevatel your own Makulis, and you can be mevatel someone else's Makulis. Seifa is telling us a different halacha. The Seifa is telling us halacha, Zelapav and Zelamakulis. One of them worships Baar, and one of them worships Makulis. So we would think, since they worship different Avodah Zarah, since they worship different Avodah Zarah, so one cannot be mevatel and avodah zarah, which he does not worship, teaches us the Braisa that you can be mevatel even an avodah zarah that you don't worship. But a ger toshiv at this point who doesn't worship avodah zarah, a ger toshiv that doesn't worship avodah zarah, very, very passable, cannot be mevatel avodah zarah. The Seder Yaakov asks, why indeed could someone who doesn't worship a specific type of avodah zarah have the ability to be mevatel that avodah zarah? Says the Seder Yaakov, when a Nachri is mevatel avodah zarah, even though it's not an avodah zarah that he worships, by being mevatel avodah zarah, what he is saying and doing is that he's announcing that avodah zarah has no meaning to him. And even though it's not the avodah zarah that he particularly worships, but it's that declaration is enough to create a situation or a bitl avodah zarah. Meisvei, so the Gemara now delves into a ger toshiv and says the Braisa. Ezu ger toshiv, the Braisa says, who is considered a ger toshiv? The Torah says, ger v'toshiv chai imach. That the Torah is saying that the Zion umas who lived in Eretz Yisrael, lo sechaya kol neshama, a ger toshiv doesn't have that halacha, and we want to know who is a ger toshiv. Kol shekibal lo b'fnei shlosh chaverim, we need that this person took upon himself in front of three talmid chachamim, as we often quote the Rambam, why are talmid chachamim called chaverim? Talmid chachamim are called chaverim because their chavrus, their friendship, their connection is a sincere connection. This individual took upon himself shloi lavad avodis kachavim divir remeya. V'chama imrim, chamim hold kol shloi kibel of sheva mitzvah shekibel on b'nei neach, that anybody that took upon himself to keep the zayim mitzvahs b'nei neach, which are dinim, that they're going to have civil law, they're not going to curse Hashem's name, avodah zarah, gilui arayos, shfichas damim, gezel, and eved menachai, as we learned in Masechta Sanhedrin. Achayim oimrim, elu lo ba'al klal toshiv. That's not what the Torah meant, he says, when he speaks about a ger toshiv. Ella ezu ger toshiv, who is considered a ger toshiv? Ze ger sh'oichel nevelis, a ger that still eats nevelis. However, kibbal alav, he took upon himself, besides for this halacha, l'kayim kol mitzvos hamurus b'Torah, to keep all the other mitzvos that are mentioned in the Torah, chutz mi'is nevelis. The Rishonim, Tosfos, makes a very interesting observation. Throughout Shas, Rameyer is known as a cherim. And here, we have Rameyer opinion in this Braisa, and we also have the opinion of a cherim. So clearly says Tosfos that even though typically when we have the word Acherim, it means Rameyer, that doesn't mean that it's always going to be Acherim meaning Rameyer. Tosfos quotes different places where the Gemara mentions Acherim and it means, and it doesn't mean Rameyer. Another pshat that Tosfos suggests is that Rameyer himself had two versions of what he held. And originally, he held the opinion as he's quoted at the name of Rameya. And then he said another opinion where he's quoted by the name, where that became his name, Acherim. The Torah says, Lagersha Bishrecha Titnova Cholo, that the Nevela should be given to a ger. And obviously, the Torah is not speaking about a real ger. A real ger is not allowed to eat Nevelas. So what the Torah must be speaking about, says the Acherim, it must mean a ger Taishiv. So we just learned that who is the ger Taishiv? He's keeping all the mitzvahs in the Torah besides kashrus. So Rabbi Halacha asked the question that we've learned, Goy Shishavas, this individual is not considered a full-fledged Jew. So if he's not considered a full-fledged Jew, we learned the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin of Nun Ches Omed Beis, the Goy Shishavas Chayiv Misa. So how can he keep Shabbos if he's still a Goy? Says the Bir Halacha that there are different categories of a Ger Toshev. And a Ger Toshev, says the Bi'ah Lochan Simon Shin Dalid, the very maskil any Yehudi, is a vid who could take on bits and pieces of the Torah. And what I think the Bi'ah Lochan means to say is that the Torah indicates that there's a new category of a Ger. We all know of a category of Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael, people who are mechuyev in all Taryag mitzvahs. We know the category of Bnei Noach, who are obligated in the Zayim mitzvahs Bnei Noach. The Ger Toshiv, and this is what I think is something that the pun of Cherov Zatzal said, says that there's a new category of a person that can pick and choose which part of the Torah they're going to keep. And that is called a Ger Toshiv. And the Sefer Cheshukei Chemed has a very interesting discussion. He says, he speaks about a case where there was somebody whose mother became a ger, tzedek, and he was a rasha, and he also wanted to take upon himself to be a ger, but he could not have a bris milah. And as we've learned in our sugyas, the person cannot be considered a ger tzedek until he has milah tefillah. But this person is no worse. This person is no worse than a ger tzedek. And his question is, what's going to be the halacha? As we're learning that a ger tzedek is somebody who chose to keep a mitzvah. So this ger tzedek chose to keep Shabbos. So do we say, as far as Hilchos Shabbos is concerned, he's a Jew? Or he's not a Jew. He's keeping Shabbos. Where would it be relevant? Because we know that the Gemara teaches us the why are we allowed to be Mechal Shabbos if a Jew is in danger. So the Gemara introduces the concept, Chalel Olav Shabbos Achas, be Mechal one Shabbos, Kedei Sheyishma Shabbos Harbei, in order that she keep many Shabboses. So how do we understand that halacha? Do we understand that's a halacha by Yisrael? Yisrael is going to keep Shabbos. So since Yisrael is going to keep Shabbos, the Torah teaches us Chalel Olav Shabbos Achas to Kedei Sheyishma Shabbos Harbei. Somebody who's not Yisrael, we don't say that concept. Or do we say that concept by any individual who's going to keep Shabbos? So this Ger Toshev, or this individual who's waiting to complete his Geiris, is an individual who's ultimately going to keep Shabbos. And since he's an individual who's ultimately going to keep Shabbos, it should be enough that we should be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for him, even though he's not a Jew, he's not a Ger. He's in this new category that was introduced in our Gemara. And the Gemara is not quite certain, and the Paiskim are not quite certain, what is the status of this person. And continues the Braisa, that to this Ger Toshev has different halachas. When we speak about what we've been speaking about in our Masechta, Miyachden Etzlo Yayin, if a Jew has a wine store and a Ger Toshev walks in, the Jewish owner of that store can leave the Ger Toshev alone with the wine and leave for a short amount of time, and he need not be concerned that maybe the Ger Toshev is going to touch the wine, because the Ger Toshev, as we're learning, is anyway not worshipping Avodah Zarah. And we're also not concerned, explained Rishonim, that during this interval, the Ger Toshev is going to switch the kosher wine with non-kosher wine. However, Yisrael can't leave wine with him for a long amount of time. Vafilu, Erev Shuva Yisrael, even in a city that's mostly Jews, because most of the people in that city are Yisraelim, we have to still be concerned that maybe the Ger Toshev is going to switch kosher wine with not kosher wine. Ava miyachtan etzloi yayin vafil be'ir shiru be'evit kuchavim. And continues the brisa, shamna ki yayinoi. His oil has the same status as wine. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean? Shamna ki yayin sakadatach, what does it mean that the oil is like wine? Shemen mikahavin nesach. By wine, as we've been extensively learning, there's a concern of yayin nesach. There is no such a thing by oil. Ela kishamnoi. Just like the oil of a nachri is muta bahanoa, we're allowed to drink it, but it's also v'shtiya. We're allowed to have anah from it. We can't drink it because of kashrus considerations. Says the Gemara, El Kishamdai, so too will be the status of his wine. Well, Shakadavar, regarding all other mitzvah of Kachavim, he's treated like a Nochri. Shim ben Elazar, Yaina Yain Nesach, his wine is Yain Nesach, Vamilei, and others say there's Shim Gamaliel Hal Mitta B'shtiya. Ketanimiya, but what did this price to say? Lashak Kodvarov, regarding all other halachas, this Ger Toshev is considered like an Ovi Kachavim. Ask the Gemara Lamai Hilchasa. What was that mean? Lav, the Vatal of Kachavim, Kavi Kachavim. We learn from here that he has the ability to Mevatal of Edazara. To which says the Gemara, so now we go back to our original question, can a Ger Toshev be Mevatal of Edazara? From here we see that he can. Aram Nechem Yitzhak Loi. That's not what it means. It's being used for a different halacha altogether. It's being used for halacha Litin Rishos or Levat Rishos. We know, as Masechta Erevin teaches us quite extensively, that if you have two people living in the same house, so they have common areas. Those common areas are Rishos HaYochid. But you have your own private Rishos HaYochid, your apartment, and you have the public Rishos HaYochid, where everybody has right to go. And the halach is that you can't carry from one Rishos HaYochid to the other Rishos HaYochid unless they make a Eruvei Chatzeres. The way a Eruvei Chatzeres is made is that everybody participates in giving food and left in one of the homes. But only religious Jews are able to participate in giving the Eruv, and making the Eruv. But continues the Braisa, Ukritanya, Yisrael Mumish Misham Mishab to Bishuk. What happens if you have a Yisrael who's irreligious, but publicly he's not Mechal Shabbos, privately he's Mechal Shabbos? The halach is he can mevatel rishos. The way he could make the Erev work is he cedes rights that he has in this area, and by giving up the rights that he has in that area, what that accomplishes is he's not a member of this area. And as all the Rishonim say, Mevatel Rishos and Nosinus Rishos is all the same. However, She'em Hashem B'Shat B'Shuk, but if he's such a Mechal Shabbos that even publicly he desecrates Shabbos, Eim Mevatel Rishos. Mnei She'amru Yisrael, Noisin Rishos, Umevatel Rishos. Ubavi Kechavim, if he's a Nochri, Beitel Rishos is certainly not an option, just like it's not an option for Yisrael, who's Mechal Shabbos B'Feresia. What does he have to do? Achiyiskar. The Jew has to rent his space in the Rishus. Ketzad, Oymaloi, the Yisrael says, Rishusi Knuyloch, Rishusi Mataraslach, that's enough of a Kenyan. Came Tzarech Lazakas. So we have three categories. The Yisrael participates in the Erev. If he didn't actively participate in the Erev, he can Mevatel Rishus. A Nachri or Ger Toshev, or who's Michal Shabbos B'Feresia, cannot participate in an Erev, but you could take ownership of his Rishus. And then a Michal Shabbos B'Tzina, the halacha is that they Mevatel Rishus. You don't have to rent the Rishus, Bittel Rishus is enough.